It's you.
Yeah, we're still open. Closing in 2 minutes, but you made it.
Good for you. Do you have something for me?
Oh, checking something out. I'm afraid that's not going to be possible this time. A big test? My. That is sore luck, isn't it? What?
Your books are overdue again. Late. Always late.
You'd be late for your own funeral, I imagine.
Cut you slack?
I have a feeling that lots of people in your life have cut you slack.
No.
Sorry. Maybe you could go buy the book. I know. College is so very expensive, isn't it? Shame. I'm sorry.
I don't think that I heard you correctly. Come to an arrangement?
Okay. Look around. Do you think that this is a job where people just let you cut slack all the time?
No. If something isn't in the right place, then I have to go find it. This job is about discipline, making sure things are done right the first time so that they don't have to be redone.
Do you know how frustrating it is that you waltz in here same time every few weeks? Your books are late. You have no idea what you're looking for. And what do? I always help you. So no, I don't think that we can come to an agreement. Maybe you'll have to fork out the cash that you probably used for weed to buy the book. But I'm not letting you check anything else out.
What? Oh, right. The insults. Because that's what all men your age do, right?
You don't get your way, and so you throw a tantrum. You know, I could get upset with you, but I understand. I understand exactly what it is that you need. You're angry. You're frustrated. I'm sure you have a million things on your plate, right?
Come on. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm actually asking you. Take a deep breath. Yeah? Big deep breath. I think that you need to be reset. I think that you need to have your mind cleared. That would help, right?
Okay. I think that we can do just come sit down. I wasn't asking you. I was telling you. Come around the desk and sit down.
Yes, it's fine. I'm the head librarian and I said to do it. So do it.
All right. I'm going to go lock the door, and I will be right back. And then we can have a discussion about what we can do to solve your problem, all right?
Good. I'll be right back.
Now that everybody's out of the library and the doors are locked, we can get down to business.
What's the matter? You look a little scared.
Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Not this time.
What's wrong? Oh, your face is priceless.
What's the matter? I'm making you a little bit nervous, aren't I?
Yeah. I'm sure that you haven't had a woman be this forceful with you. Especially not at your age. But that's all right. I have a feeling that that's what you need. Your head is too busy, too muddled. You forget the simplest tasks. So we're going to fix that. On top of it, you're going to make this shit
up to me. Do you understand?
That's cute. No, that's not what we're going to do. We're not going to stack books or put them away alphabetically. No, that's not what we're going to do. You're going to sit there in that chair. I am going to straddle your face and ride it. And I hope that you're good with your mouth. Because if you don't make me come the way that I want to come, I will charge you double for all of the late books that I have slid through just because I felt bad for you in the beginning. Oh, yeah. I'm being 100% serious. I mean, you can always say no. You'll just have a bill and a debt to pay. And I'd go out on a limb and say, like most college students, you don't have a lot of money. So you probably don't want that debt hanging over your head. Besides, I've seen the way that you look at me, the way my tits look in these tight white blouses, and the way my pencil skirt hugs my ass. Don't deny it. You're terrible at lying. So let's just stop now. As I was saying, I don't think that it would be too terribly awful for you. I mean, can you really tell me that you don't want to put your mouth on my pussy? So which is it to be? I don't have all night, and if you're not going to do this, then I'm going to go home and relax because I've been working all day. Yeah? Good. It's pleasing to know that you can make the right decision when you're prompted correctly. So, sit back. No. I'm on top. Do you understand? Good boy. I thought you might. No, you're fine. That chair leans back. So, if we just put you this way, it'll lean back against my desk. And that gives me the perfect angle to put my leg here and scooch a bit closer. I'll scoot down. Such a good boy. I bet you've dreamed about this, haven't you? Having me straddling your face. My wet pussy so close to your mouth. You can almost taste it, can't you? Yeah. I bet you can smell how turned on I am through that fabric. Yeah. Good boy. Yeah, I like that. You're taking initiative. I didn't tell you to lick that little wet spot on my panties, but you did. And normally, I'd be a bit upset that I didn't tell you to do it, and you already have, but I do like a bit of ambition. Good boy. Should I move it to the side for you? Yeah. You want to taste my pussy? You going to make all this right with me? And you're never going to do it again? Because if so, next time, I won't go so easy on you. Not until I tell you so. It is pretty, isn't it? Pink and smooth and so wet. It's like having a carrot dangled over your face, isn't it? You want me to put my pussy on your mouth? Say yeah. Good boy. Now, show me that you can make this up to me. Yeah. Eat my pussy really, really good, and I might reward you. That's it. Hands at your sides. You can only use your mouth. I'll move myself. Like that. Grinding my bare, wet pussy against your mouth. You like the way I taste? Yeah. Oh, that's it. Use your tongue like that. Lick my clit nice. And slow. Oh, yeah. Even licks. That's a good boy. You're doing so well. Yes. You do know what you're doing, don't you? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you do have another skill besides being late. Put your hands up. Up? Yeah, right there. I'm just going to hold on to your wrists like that. You like when I fuck your face with my pussy? Barely letting you get enough air. But you like it, don't you? Back. Oh, that's good. You like having your hands pinned? Oh, will you tongue fuck my pussy? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's good. Accidentally stab you with my heel. I moved my leg. That was good. That was exceptionally good. Come here. Let me taste myself on your lips. You like the way my pussy tastes? You did such a good job. I think you deserve something that I don't normally do. Yeah. You deserve a blowjob. Stand up. Pants down. I can tell how hard you are. You really liked that little game, didn't you? Tell me, has it cleared your mind a bit? Answer me correctly. You want me to put this hard, throbbing cock in my mouth? Should I? You like feeling my breath again? Such a big twitch. Okay. Since you've earned it. Then you have earned it. I haven't had my pussy eaten that well in so long. Fuck, your cock tastes so good. You like that? You like me gagging on your cock a bit? That's it. Wrap your hands in my hair and fuck my face. I'm gonna let you. What? I'm stopping because I need your cock inside my pussy really bad. But you have to fucking really give it to me. I want you to fucking pound me. I want you to make me fucking feel it. Can you do that? Yeah. I want to feel that perfect cock in my tight, needy little cunt. Now, move. Let me get right here. Yeah, come on. Yeah. You like seeing me bent over like this? Yeah. That's it. Grope my ass. Have I been a bad girl? Yeah. my pussy like it was made for you. You know, if I had known you were going to be that good, I would have come down harder on you months ago. But it looks like we've come to a good arrangement. You let me settle that busy head of yours, and then you fuck me until I become a subby little mess, which doesn't happen often. Deal. Good. Now, go get the book that you need. I'm hungry, and I want to get out of this library. Off you go.